He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And good morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. We have arrived. We're at the studios of KKOL in Seattle, 1300. So grateful to these guys here for their hospitality. We'll mention their names here in the second quarter. But before we do that, Bill Gunderson is in the house here in the KKOL 1300 studios, broadcasting live. This is Rob Sanford. Welcome to your own show, Bill. Welcome to Seattle.
Well, thank you. The market surely is celebrating today, isn't it?
It welcomed us to Seattle. How about that?
Can you remember when 20,000 was the new floor and then 21,000? Well, the new floor right now is 23,000.
Isn't that something?
The Dow is up 112 points today to 23,110. And you know, Rob, you said yesterday, 2 days ago, the Dow will close above 23,000. I said, no, it won't. I was right. It missed by about 4 points.
I was right for 1 minute.
But having said that, we're above 23,000 and then some.
Okay? Wow.
The S&P is only up a point, though, only up a couple of points. It's really IBM that's driving the market today, that old dud of a stock. The S&P is up 1.7 to 2,561. The Nasdaq's actually down a couple. All right, so let's not get too irrationally exuberant here this morning. The Nasdaq's down 2 to 66.21. Crude oil's up 31 cents to $52.19. I guess there's some fighting in Iraq again. That's driving oil prices higher. Gold's down 350, 1282. Silver's down 2 cents to 1702. Where's the bond market today, Rob? Has anybody seen the bond market lately? It's at 2.34%. That's on the 10-year yield. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We are in the Seattle studios of KKOL this morning. What are we on, about the 5th, 10th?
I think we're on the fourth floor here of the KKOL 1300 studios here in Seattle. Boy, I'll tell you what, Bill. We have traveled east and west, north and south, and we've experienced all of the Salem Broadcasting Studios, and they're all different. This one's really nice. The other ones were really nice, but they're all a little bit different, and we're grateful to these guys here. Andrew Adams, the general manager out here, has really thrown out the red carpet. They're going to be at the event tonight, and we're grateful for Josh, who's the operations guy here. He's running things this morning, and we got to meet with Chad this morning, their sales manager.
Great guy.
He's a good guy, and boy, we just had a great time meeting all these folks, and it's going to be a fun couple of days here in the great Pacific Northwest.
We got a nice view of a downtown. Are we at Gray Light?
Just about Gray Light. I think the guys trolling in 30-foot seas off Westport are just thinking about putting the feathers out.
Don't
in the
even
water.
Think about it, Rob. I ain't going in 30-foot seas. I should have wore something other than shorts and flip-flops. So,
buddy, it's blustery and rainy today. So
no rain yet, but it is chilly outside.
Give it 20 minutes. It'll be raining.
Well, we're going to have the workshop tonight. It is October the 18th, and tonight at 6:30 p.m. Hey, that Embassy Suites, pretty nice.
It is a nice place. Now, if you're coming, if you're headed out to that seminar, you just got to jump on 90, or you can take the 405 up to 90, or the 5 down to 90. Get on 90 east, like you're going out towards Lake Sammamish, like you're going out towards Issaquah. When you get out to that 148th, 150th exit, turn left, go north. We're just a block north. Right there by the LDS Mormon Temple, and we're just around the corner from there. So you know where that big Toyota dealership is, right there at 150th. It's the Embassy Suites. You walk in and go straight through the hall, and we're there.
The landmark that I noticed was the T-Mobile campus.
That's a little bit short of where we're at.
Yeah, just a little short.
Yeah.
But
that's right.
TMUS.
Yeah, that big purple-pink campus there. That's
good
something.
Old John Ledger, CEO. I'd like to drop in there and meet that guy sometime. Well, we had a good salmon dinner last night.
Oh, my goodness.
Rob, you had the steelhead.
I had steelhead. Ooh. Oh, it was so good in a chili lime sauce.
Oh, man.
It was so good.
I was envious.
It was so good.
But when you weren't looking... Remember when I said, "Hey, look at the Dodgers. They're gonna sweep the Cubs," and you turned around.
A chunk of steelhead was gone.
A chunk of steelhead was gone off your plate. Well,
like a seagull.
You know what? We need to come up here more often.
Yeah, we do.
And in fact, salesman Chad Gamage, who's the general sales manager for the station, invited us up for opening day of gooey duck season.
Now, the average person doesn't know what a gooey duck is.
I do. I've eaten lots of gooey duck in my life.
The folks in Florida and Atlanta, they're saying, "What's a gooey duck?" It's not a duck you run over with a truck. No, they're like a little clam.
It's a clam.
Yeah.
And you take that neck that comes out of the clam, clean it all up, bread it, cut it up, and fry it and dip it in tartar sauce.
Gooey duck yuck. No thanks, man.
I love it. Well, let's talk about Mnuchin. Enough about gooey ducks.
All right.
Mnuchin says that it took Ronald Reagan over 2 years to get a tax reform done. And, of course, you know what? Trump became president in January. And here we are. It is October. And Mnuchin said during an interview on the Fox News special report with Brett Baer, "I will get it done this year. It will be extraordinary. Our objective is to get it on the president's desk by December to get him to sign it this year." But he cautioned there's no artificial deadline and there's no Santa Claus either, is there? We're just hoping because that would add a lot of value.
Boy, you're not kidding.
To this market. Well, we're up here in Microsoft land, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We drove up a little bit toward there last night, up towards Redmond. You know, we didn't see the tree houses yet, though. We got to go see the new Microsoft tree houses.
Yeah.
I guess they're not quite built yet.
Can I take Jane? you're the chimpanzee.
Yes, we told that story yesterday. Yeah. That if you want safe workspace for the millennials, they get to go work in their treehouse offices.
Well, don't make fun of the millennials. This is a millennial kind of
boy.
Town.
You're not kidding. It is that restaurant we ate in last night. Everybody was talking about software and projects,
and no one talks to each other. They text across the table.
That's right.
And I'm Tarzan. Don't you ever forget that.
Oh, that's right.
All right.
I want to hear the jungle wail.
I can do it, but not this morning.
Okay.
Well, Microsoft, guess where their big focus is right now?
Tree houses?
Nope.
All right.
Unless they've got guys up there working on artificial intelligence.
No.
You know what? In this last newsletter, I wrote all about the exchange-traded fund BOTS, which is robotics and artificial intelligence. And I identified some of the leading artificial intelligence companies out there because artificial intelligence is now getting into just about everything you can imagine. Microsoft has a big focus on artificial intelligence, stating the company's investments will remain focused on the space. The firm has made 18 AI acquisitions over the past few years and has about 8,000 people, Rob, I don't know if they're in tree houses or not, focused on that area following a reorganization in 2016. So you know what? There's an artificial intelligence ETF. So if you come to the workshop tonight, you're not going to get any artificial intelligence from me. I'll try to give you what I got, which ain't much. But we'll
now
talk.
He's being humble here, folks. You're going to want to come here, Bill, wax eloquent tonight. It's a well-spent evening, regardless of what he says.
We'll talk about the artificial intelligence stock. One of our stocks has reported earnings. That's Lam Research. Lam right now, which has been hitting new all-time highs. We have a huge gain in Lam Research since we purchased it. In fact, you know, in Lam, we're up $1 million on our investment in Lam, which was made, I don't know when, but we're up $1 million on that particular stock. It is down, however, 57 cents this morning, which works out to 0.3%.
You know, gain a million, drop 57 cents.
Yeah.
Gain a million, drop. You know,
but you know, Lamb's an important player. In fact, they're an important player in this whole auto tech revolution, which I'll be talking about tonight at the workshop. Lamb beat earnings by 18 cents. They beat revenues by $10 million, and the shares are down just a little bit here this morning. Their guidance beat, but their shipments dropped 6%. So, you know what? Look, it all plays into this. They gave Q1 guidance. They upped that a little bit, but their shipments were down 6% on the year, with the biggest percentage of shipments to China dropping 4% on the year. I still like Lamb Research, LRCX, which is a very good PEG ratio stock. All right, you take us to the close. I think I hear the gooey ducks calling.
I'm not quite hearing that bumper music yet. Oh, yeah, there it is. I hear it now. Okay, got a little bit of a weak signal coming out of Dallas, but we have faith in Taman out there. Hey, you're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You're listening to Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford live from the KKO studios in Seattle. And it is now gray light. We've got a nice view of downtown. Not bad here. We got the Asian Food and Gift Market right across the street.
We're a couple of blocks from Pike's Market and the Space Needle.
Is that all?
That's it.
I wouldn't mind stopping by. Will you take me by Pike's Market?
I'd love that place.
All right. Well, what am I going to talk about tonight? All right. If you're in the area, if you want to drive to Bellevue at 6:30 p.m., I'll say it again. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'm going to talk a lot about my formula for choosing the stocks that go into my portfolios. You know, I've been in the business now for over two decades, and I've seen both the momentum style of investing and studied it at length. I've seen the valuation, the value style of investing. I've studied that at length. I've used technical analysis considerably in my decision-making process over the years. I'll show you how I combine all of those and kind of give you the formula. I have a guy that writes to me quite often and says, you know what, I don't understand your formula and all this. Well, you know what? It's the Colonel Sanders, the 19 secret herbs and spices, right? But I've got it in my head, and I give you the basics of it, but I'm not going to give you the exact formula, especially if you manage your own money. You know, hey, my formula is probably a little different from your formula. But anyways, I watched the computer revolution in the early days of my career. And I watched the great stocks like Dell and Microsoft up here in the Pacific Northwest. And I watched Novell in Provo, Utah. I watched Omega. I watched Micron in Boise, Idaho. I watched Intel in the Silicon Valley. Apple and Cupertino, Western Digital, and on and on and on. And that was the computer revolution. Now, a lot of those stocks and companies took place in the next revolution, which was the Internet revolution. Rob, did you have an AOL.com account?
I did. Yeah, when it first came out, sure did.
You remember?
You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail.
And Sleepless in Seattle.
Yes, and you remember dialing up and hearing it connect and all that kind of thing. And, you know, the Internet revolution was AOL and Google, and we did Yahoo searches, and we did... Amazon came along. We started buying things online. Cisco started connecting us on a wide area network. Companies like Oracle with their databases and accessing giant databases through the Internet and through the web. And, of course, companies like Google came along and Netflix and Facebook has joined the party, and a party it is. And Amazon has only gotten bigger, and the Internet revolution continues, but it's much more of a mature revolution at this point in time. The smartphone revolution came along. A lot of the same players again, and a lot of new players. I remember Ericsson, Sweden, and I remember Nokia up in Finland, and I remember Apple, of course. Here's another one. Apple goes from the computer revolution. They're in the Internet revolution, they're in the smartphone revolution, and companies like Skyworks and Micron again and Seagate, and let's not forget Qualcomm. Qualcomm, probably the key player, one of the key players with their CDMA technology right there in San Diego. And I didn't know this, but Stephen told me that Qualcomm Stadium in Mission Valley is no longer Qualcomm Stadium.
No, it's not. It's now the San Diego County Credit Union Stadium. SDCCU.
Do they have an ATM? Can I,
they must.
Do they have tellers there where I can, or can I get a hot dog? You know? Yeah, because the Chargers are long gone, and the San Diego State Aztecs play their football, and the Aztecs are undefeated this year. Let's not forget that.
They're killing it.
They're killing it. They're nationally ranked and may get a big bowl game this year. Well, the smartphone revolution it's still there, but people are not camped out overnight to get the latest Apple phone. There hasn't been a real big, major breakthrough product. You know, in the early days, it was really a matter of combining things, right? First it was your phone, and then it was your music and your phone. Then it was your camera, your music, and your phone. And then it was just about everything, okay? It's your music collection. It's your calendar. It's your movie camera. Rob, do you remember we used to have a movie camera in the old days?
You know, I got to tell you, when I first had a movie camera, it was one that mounted on my shoulder.
Yeah.
And you put the VHS.
Yeah, I had one too. It was giant.
I took it to Disneyland, and it was like carrying around a cinder block.
Yeah. Yeah. Had the big VHF.
Yeah, the VHS tape that you put in it, and you held it on your shoulder.
Yeah.
To video what was going on. And now we do it from our phones.
Yeah, you see these like riots and stuff on TV, and what's everybody holding in their hand?
A phone.
Taking a movie.
Isn't that something?
Well, my grandmother Myrtle was a real pioneer in this.
Myrtle. All right. There was a Myrtle
this
Gunderson?
This is before. Well, it's still the handheld movie camera, but I think it's the one with the film.
Oh,
going.
Yeah.
She went on a mule excursion in Hawaii.
I have not heard this story before.
Well, she took a movie of her excursion, and the whole movie's going along with the mule steps, right? My dad used to say, Myrtle, I'm getting seasick watching this. It was black and white.
Oh, yeah.
Grainy as heck. You
no
know.
Sound.
No sound. Yeah. Right. So that's how far we've come. Well, you know what? Look, I'm a guy, I took advantage of the computer revolution. I owned a lot of those stocks. And I took advantage of the internet revolution. I knew all the players. I took advantage of the smartphone revolution. I knew who all the players were, and I invested in them. And I just think, I don't think the next revolution right now is going to be as intense as these previous revolutions, but I kind of see the computer, the internet, the smartphone, artificial intelligence, robotics, all coming together now in the automobile revolution.
Well, and that dramatically affects the stocks that are connected to them.
Absolutely. And then when you see a company like Microsoft saying that, you know, we're really focused on artificial intelligence right now, well, you know what? They've got a vision of the future. And they know what's coming. And there's not a day that goes by that there's not news somewhere in the world on this auto. Is it raining yet? Not quite, but it looks a little cloudy. Auto technology. You know, while Ford is recalling 1.3 million trucks in North America, Rob, do you have a 2000, their Super Duty, F-150 Super Duties from 2015 to 2000? Does that...
No, mine's older than that.
Okay, yeah. All right, so then we're okay.
Yeah.
But that's going to cost Ford $260 million. At the same time, another strategic partnership is being made between an automobile-related company. We'll talk about it when we come back. They signed a joint venture agreement with SAIC Motor subsidiary Huiya Automotive Systems in China, in a deal expected to expand its global electrified car powertrain lineup. When we come back, we'll talk about that company. This is Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford, live from Seattle.
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, live from the Seattle studios of KKOL. And the other two stations are, I know they've got, they've got 820 the big one.
Yeah, and 1590 the answer.
And 1590 the answer, that's true.
And then they have the fish,
that's true.
Seattle.
That's true, and it's a salmon.
That's right.
Oh, man, I'm having salmon every night while we're here. Okay, I want you to remember this name. I know a little bit about this guy. Frank Stronach.
Frank Stronach.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Got a very diversified kind of operation. You ever hear the name Seabiscuit?
Oh, the horse.
The little horse.
The horse Seabiscuit, sure.
He won the big cap at Santa Anita and everything. Well, Magna International... Frank Stronach, his company owns Santa Anita Racetrack and several other horse racetracks around the country. But that's not what this story is all about.
Not about racetracks.
The story is about his Magna International Inc., the automobile portion of the company.
Is that right?
Which is like 90% of the... I think actually Magna, the horse race is a separate company. It's named Magna, but it trades under a different symbol. Magna International is a $21 billion company, which is headquartered in Aurora, Ontario, Canada.
All right.
Stronach is a Canadian. And the Magna International manufactures automotive systems, assemblies, modules, components, complete vehicles for automotive original equipment manufacturers. Okay, the stock is breaking out to new all-time highs today. The stock currently has a P/E ratio of 10, which what the market is about 23 right now, 24 on the S&P 500. And the forward P/E on Magna International is currently 8.1.
Wow.
One of the lowest P.E. stocks in the entire market.
First, now, what's the symbol?
MGA.
MGA. All right.
Furthermore, Magna is expected to continue to grow by 11.4% per year. That's earnings over the next 5 years. And with the stock trading at 8.2 times earnings, this is one of the formulas we'll talk about tonight, we get a PEG ratio of 0.72. In other words, Magna, MGA, this $20 billion company up in Ontario, Canada, is currently trading at a pretty hefty discount to its growth rate. From the momentum point of view, the performance point of view, the stock is breaking out to new all-time highs. The stock is up 28% over the last 12 months. It's up 12% over the last 3 months, and it's got a head of steam taking place here. On the investor business daily scale of relative strength, 1 to 99, Magna's an 84 out of 99.
Now, where does it fall in the Best Stocks Now app?
Well, that's what we're getting to.
Okay, all right. That's the news
it's
coming.
It's moving up the line, but here's what's happening. There's new news on this company today. And I want you to listen to this carefully. Magna International, MGA, announces the signing of a joint venture agreement with SAIC Motor Subsidiary Hauya Automotive Systems.
I'm fine, Hauya.
Well, I am going to find Hauya and see if it's publicly traded and add it to the app, if so.
That's what you say to everybody that comes into the seminar. Hauya.
I'm going to greet people.
All right.
You're not keeping me locked in a room. Doggone it.
All right.
Well, this deal is expected to expand its global electrified powertrain lineup. Now, you know what the powertrain. Tell me, what's the powertrain?
The powertrain is the engine and the transmission. That's all. The whole powertrain that moves the vehicle.
All right. Now, let's move to the next part of this announcement. The company says the joint venture will initially produce an electric drive powertrain system for a German automaker.
Oh, boy.
In other words, they're getting into the powertrain business for EVs, electric vehicles.
All right.
Now, the German automaker is not named, but we could say Daimler.
Maybe.
We could say Volkswagen. We could say BMW.
Porsche, maybe.
We really don't know, and it really doesn't matter. However, Why do you think that they would team up, this Canadian company, with the Chinese company?
Got to be an advantage somewhere.
China is the number one growth market in the world.
Oh, of course it is.
Is there any question about
sure,
that?
Absolutely. I would think them or India.
And not only that, China has been very clear about their intended leadership in bringing hybrid and electric vehicles to the market.
Hmm.
We've said it already. Mm-hmm. We've said that China is committed. They've got pollution problems over there. They don't have a lot of natural resources, especially oil in China, right? This all makes sense for them. They got a lot of people to move around. China is the number one growth market in the world, says Magna CEO Don Walker. Combining strengths with Hasco, which is Hiuya, how are you, automotive systems company. I will find out if it's publicly traded.
All right.
And if it is, it will show up in the app by the end of the day. This will help, combining strengths with Hiuya will position Magna and the joint venture for future growth and success.
How about that?
Okay. Now, tonight, I'm going to name a lot of the players. I named a lot of the players in the computer revolution. I've named a lot of players and will name a lot of players tonight in the internet revolution. Some are no longer around. AOL is Time Warner.
Sure.
They were gobbled up by Time Warner. Time Warner bought AOL right at the top. Who uses AOL anymore today?
Really old folks.
I would say when we see an AOL account, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a millennial.
No. No, it's someone who has their
Are you calling me old?
Yeah. Yeah. No. We're talking folks now that are north of 80, and they have their old AOL email account with a dial-up router.
I mean, you don't even really see many Yahoo accounts.
Not a few. But
yeah, it's mostly Gmail.
Gmail, right.
Gmail, exactly.
Everybody's got Gmail.
Or like us, where I'm, you know,
Bill, on your own
Bill
server.
At GundersonCapital.com or whatever. But there you go. There's another major news announcement. They just keep coming on different ventures, different partnerships.
You know, and the difference
everywhere
here, Bill.
You look.
I mean, really, the difference here with you and the typical, and I'm using air quotes now, but the typical money manager or mega big box supercomputer warehouse that I'm always talking about, the difference is the time that Bill Gunderson, that you put into the research behind the stock. And that is the difference. You've got a guy who gets up at 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning every single morning, who doesn't go to sleep until 9 or 10 at night every night, and he's poking around on the internet doing the research on the companies behind the stocks that he talks about. Boy, isn't it better to have a captain steering the ship that knows a little bit about the water he's driving in?
Where are those gooey ducks anyway? Well, lead me to them.
More importantly, where are the productive waters? Where are the rocks and the pinnacles and the islands that you can hit and navigate around them? Where are the temperature breaks and where are the bait fish holding? Where are the productive waters in the stock market? And when you do the research, wow, what a difference it makes at the end of the day. Oh, I hate that term. What a difference it makes in the fish count when you come back from fishing in the stock market all day and you're fishing in productive waters.
Well, I'll just show you. You see this notebook that I carry?
I've seen it.
It's a five-subject notebook with all these tabs.
Three-ring or a 20-ring binder.
There's a page within this notebook, and I won't tell you where it is, otherwise
I couldn't find it anyway.
To kill you, okay, that has all the players that I have identified so far. Many of them are foreign companies, okay? And they've been added to the app, and they're showing up in the app. And who knows what will come from this list of stocks that I have assembled on this revolution that's taking place. Many of them you've never heard of before.
I wish folks could see Bill's crazy man notebook that he's got sitting here.
They may move
that's
their
about
account,
an inch and a half thick with all of his notes. But, you know, the similarity here, Bill, is when you go to a top producing sport fishing boat captain, you go up onto the bridge where all of his electronics are, And what has he got sitting there?
A diary.
He's got a notebook. He's got a logbook. He's got a notebook where he's keeping notes about everything that he observes during the day. If he sees something, he writes it down, where it is, what he's seen. He goes on patterns. He does the research. All the good captains have a notebook like that sitting on the bridge of the boat. What a difference it makes.
Oh, well, there's no guarantees.
No, of course not. But boy, you sure tilt it in an advantage. I tell you. Okay, well, you're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio with Captain Bill. This is Rob Sanford. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. It is Bill Gunderson Radio. We're coming to you coast to coast on the Salem Broadcasting Network. This is Rob Sanford. Just giving one more shout out here to Andrew Adams' crew here. He's the general manager. They have been more than hospitable, rolling out the red carpet for Bill and I here at the KKOL studios on at 1300 AM radio here in Seattle. They have a couple of other stations. They have 820, they have 1590, and they have The Fish here in Seattle. But we're grateful to be here in the Seattle area for the seminar tonight. If you want to see Bill, if you want to rub shoulders with him, shake his hand, and hear him espouse all of his wisdom when it comes to buying
all of it in one night.
Well,
he must not think I have very much wisdom.
The most important parts, you're going to be able to see him tonight in Bellevue. Now, tonight in Bellevue at 6:30 at the Embassy Suites, out on 90 and 150th, right out there. And then tomorrow night in Tacoma, downtown Tacoma at the Courtyard Marriott, 6:30. Church starts right on time. Don't be late or you'll be standing in the back. Okay.
Well, I just tell a little story to the folks here. You know, I never pick what I'm going to talk about. I remember you were bugging me one time. Said, Bill, you got to get a nice PowerPoint together like 3 weeks before.
That's right.
Yeah. Sarasota, yeah. Maybe even a month before. I said, yeah. Rob,
yeah.
You know what?
You're a shoot from the hip guy.
Well, the market changes day by day. And yeah. Either when I give a talk in church or when I teach a lesson or when I... do the show, you know, it's that day.
It's that last-minute inspiration.
Well, I'm waiting for
that.
Right. I woke up at 2 a.m. last night. I couldn't go back to sleep. I had enough sleep. I'm good. And I said, you know, you got to go down, grab your notebook. Here it is. And write down what you're going to talk about tonight.
The captain's logbook.
And it flowed. And in about 10 minutes, I had it. I'm done. I know what I'm talking about.
That's
it's
awesome.
Prepared.
That's great.
It is prepared. And, you know, I'll give you a little story on my background and how I got to where I am today and how I've used the skills that I've been able to attain over the years.
It's a great story. I love hearing it. I really do.
Well, it's going to be different tonight.
It's a great story.
You may hear some things that you haven't heard before.
Impossible.
No, I don't know about that.
Listen, I'm around you 10 hours a day.
I don't know about that.
More than my wife.
And you know what? We have people that won't be here.
Yeah.
Tonight,
yeah.
And they've asked me, can you film them? No.
Right.
No.
Yeah,
you got to be.
Not a good idea.
Because it just doesn't come across.
No.
As
and
well.
It changes. The
it
information
changes.
You talk
Absolutely.
About today won't be valid next week.
No. So we are headed to Dallas at some point. We're headed to Phoenix at some point. You know, Honolulu is a definite possibility.
Hey, we're headed to Tacoma tomorrow night.
That's right. We're headed to Tacoma. We're going to come right on back and start it all over again in Sarasota and Atlanta. In January time frame, probably towards the end. I'd like to go there for my birthday, mid-January.
Okay,
maybe.
All right.
Either that or Dallas.
Or
we'll
ice
see.
Fishing.
We'll see. You keep, well, no, I want, Sarasota comes before ice
fishing. Yeah, and then ice fishing back to Minnesota.
All right. Now, I don't have to prove my manhood like you do.
You know, well, that might just be the death of us both going out there on a lake and cutting a hole in the ice.
I know people that wish it was. Our competitors, right? And the way left people wish we'd fall through the ice and never be seen again and be eaten by a muskie. Right?
Come on now.
And, well, you know what? And I write the newsletter every week. I start thinking about the newsletter Thursday morning. I'm gathering during the week. I'm writing things down, different ideas. And by about Thursday, it starts to crystallize. And by Friday morning, I've got that one story that I know is the best story to write about this week. And I really, you know, try to do it from intuition and inspiration. And I have a new helper. I have a co-editor of the newsletter. We worked as a team last Friday.
The young gun.
It was done. You know what? Look, when a guy knows what the other guy's left hand's going to do and the other guy's right hand is. Have you ever worked? It's like a shortstop and a second baseman.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen when they change that dynamic? Or have you ever seen Jeter, who worked all those years with the same guy, and they just flow because they know each other?
Sure.
Well, I said, you know, he's the natural guy. Instead of bringing in someone else. And we got that newsletter done by about 3 or 4 o'clock, and I headed to the gym. And I had Saturday off.
Wow.
So
that's
anyways,
been a long time coming there, buddy.
Yeah, I know. Hit me over the head. I know. But, you know, I'm already starting to gel. This is Wednesday. We've got about 2 or 3 possible stories. But we've started this whole series in the newsletter. We started with lithium. I took a lithium pill. No. We started talking about lithium and the role that lithium plays in this revolution. But let's not forget their solid-state batteries, which would be a big, big answer. It would blow lithium away if they could ever get the technology together. Who's working on that technology? Toyota is going right around lithium, it would appear. Toyota does not have, I don't think they have a pure electric car yet. It's all hybrids. But they will have a pure electric car, and they're working on solid-state. And let's not forget the whole autonomous thing. You think we'll see an autonomous car while we're here in Seattle?
I hope not.
Well, my friends in Arizona are reporting autonomous cars, and they said there's 2 millennials looking at laptops as they go around town.
I am the last dinosaur holdout.
Yeah.
I will not conform.
I don't care. It's coming. It's all about investing in the future and artificial intelligence and robotics and automation. And LIDAR, and all of these terms that are brand new, just like the TV was back in, what, the 50s or
That's
whatever?
That's right, yeah. The evil TV.
You know what? I'm going to save my voice for tonight.
All right.
6:30, Bellevue, Washington. Embassy Suites.
I'll tell you what, you're really missing out if you don't take the time to drive out on 90 tonight. Get off on 148th, 150th, right there by the... big Toyota dealership and the LDS, the Mormon Temple right there. There's the Embassy Suites right around the corner. It's the only Embassy Suites in East Bellevue out there. And take a minute to come and meet Bill.
What about parking?
Oh, there's plenty of parking way out back. If there's not
right
in front,
around the hotel.
If you go on the side of the hotel or behind the hotel, there's tons of parking right there. Come in the side, and you will have a great evening. What a great time to spend tonight meeting and getting to know Bill Gunderson.
And Tacoma tomorrow.
Tacoma tomorrow night, downtown Tacoma at the Marriott Courtyard. How about that? It's going to be a great time. We love to meet with you folks. And come shake Bill's hand and listen to what he has to say. I think you'll learn a thing or two. It's a wonderful evening. Well, we promise not to keep you more than an hour, hour and a half, something like that. And then have some time to answer questions.
Let's go get some breakfast.
Okay, let's do that.
All right.
Hey, you've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. With professional money manager Bill Gunderson,
this is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.